Hey, fellow entrepreneurs, welcome to the Buckets and Boongate Studio with Kim White, Jill Olish, and many other brilliant entrepreneurs. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, this community is changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure and sharing from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real business people across the globe and learn what is possible for you. Keep listening to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Jill.
Welcome to the Buckets and Boongate Studio. I am Kim White, and I am joined by the beautiful Jill Olish. Jill, thank you for doing the podcast with me today.
Oh, I am so glad to be here and talking with you today. And we are so glad that you are listening with us today.
Absolutely. I think coming off the, you know, the backside of Vision Board Party and Vision Boarding as our last episode, I think there is something that comes up a lot of times when we're talking vision boards that I'd like to address today. And just for the behind the scenes stuff, I didn't even tell Jill what it was. So that way we are not prepared for a script or a speech. We actually want to come into this like for real. We want to keep that real conversation going. So
these are some real transparent confessions today.
Well, when you're looking at a vision board, you know, you are looking at what you want out of life, but there are some steps, is what I'm going to call it, some steps in business that most people are not prepared for. Mm-hmm. And I would love to address them. And you all don't laugh, but I've got a few I'm going to just mention.
Do we have index cards again?
Oh, my goodness. No more 100 challenge thing. This is more of a, I just want to put it out there and see where it goes, because I think it's important. One is the step up. There are times we step up in something that we have to make a decision to do that. Sometimes there's a step down. We have to make a decision to do that. There's a step in, there's a step out, and there's a step back. And I feel like those five are the ones that came up for me first, but there may be others. But these are real steps in business. These are things that you will have to decide over time because you will be faced with choices. Mm-hmm. So I think to kick this off, I want to talk about stepping up. Stepping up is something that you see a need in the marketplace and you step up to fill that need. You can look into the business arena. You can go somewhere like we did on Clubhouse, and we heard things that were not being answered. We heard a need that was not being met, and we stepped up to create a community for a lot of the people we were meeting on Clubhouse. And I think that that is an amazing way to do business, is to find a need that's not being filled and meet that need, because we have done that. We stepped up to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Stepping up. How do we know where we're needing to step up? Yeah, like what do we need to do to listen for that?
So being good listeners, I think, is part of being a good human, but I think it's also part of being a good business. A lot of people want to start a business. They feel entrepreneurial, but they don't know what to do. What are you hearing around you? What are you hearing someone needing? And Jill, I'm going to use you as an example. You are the founder of Mama Outspoken, and you have a Mama Outspoken podcast. You have a village. You have a book. You have things to help other moms.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you needed help where you went through the things you did, and now you're that help for other moms.
Right.
You heard the need. You saw the need because you had it.
Right.
I think that that's a good example of stepping up. You could have said, you know what, this is too hard, and never done that, because it is dealing with things that are hard. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a good example for you of stepping up.
Right. So a lot of times we're going to be in a space where we're the ones that are needing the help, or we have the problem we know we might be able to solve once we've had it solved, because now we know a way to solve them for someone else, or we're just so close to some other humans that have a problem that we might know a solution for. And because we're so close there, we're hearing it and we know that we can put that into place then.
I've tried many times to not do something to be a solution for someone. Like, I've tried many times to ignore. And when it keeps coming up, you can't ignore it.
Yeah.
I also have tried to find someone else that would fit a need that no one else was stepping up to do. And that's where you've got decisions to make. You've got a decision to make of, are you going to not? Because sometimes it's okay. It's okay not to step up to do something. But if you are driven from intuition, you're driven from the compassion you feel for other humans, that's a great place to start business-wise. It's just solving a problem. That's all business does, is they're solving a problem for a group of people. You're solving a problem for moms. I'm solving a problem with you, actually, for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problems we're solving. So stepping up was not hard for me in the same way, because I've done it over and over in that capacity for entrepreneurs. For you, it was harder the first time, because it's a big commitment to step up and say, yes, I will hold space for these moms. Yes, I will hold space for, you know, having these conversations with my husband, because you and Bobby do the podcast together.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. Writing a book is not for the faint of heart, but you stepped up on all those occasions.
Yeah. And they were hard because I also just didn't have the confidence yet. Mm-hmm. So you had mentioned, though, it's okay that we don't step up when we find that there is a problem out there, but we're just not ready yet to step up to be the solution. Are there other things that we can do then that are where that leads to next? Like, what is that next step, that if stepping up is not the right spot for us just yet?
I love this question. First off, I think we never feel like we're ready enough. That's a common feeling. I think the other thing is if you are able to connect the dots for people. So a lot of times when I have not wanted to be the one to step up with a solution, but I know the solution, I will connect people. So I'll give another example of, you know, being in business alone. I hate the term solopreneur, because I feel like you are isolated. You are trying to figure out everything on your own. And that's not a great way to be in business. You don't have to be drowning in the sea of everybody. But I think if you don't have at least a core group, you are going to struggle more than you have to. So knowing that feeling of being alone in business, knowing what it feels like to need someone to either be a mentor or a coach or someone in my life to at least run things by, having known that feeling, I recognize that quickly in other people. I recognize when they need that. And so sometimes two people who need that same thing, if you connect them, you made a connection for them to help each other. versus you're the one that's helping everyone. Because we can't help everyone. We can't.
So I have an example of that. And that's mine and Linda Bonnie's podcast of Mucked Up My Self-Care. Whereas you orchestrated that connection, which then led to us having something we both needed, that not saying that you didn't want to step up and do something about it, but you also put your confidence in us that we were going to be able to build something from that, which we took and ran with. And now it's actually not just something that we do for the heck of it, but actually like almost a lifeline for both of us in getting what we need out of some self-care. So, which we're then in turn helping run our own businesses as well.
That's a great example. And I will tell you, it wasn't a thing of not wanting to step up. It was a thing of knowing that wasn't what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was an intuition of the connecting the dots for the two of you, which I love the video we have of the looks on both your faces, you know. but now how many episodes, 100 and something episodes later? God.
Yeah.
And the relationship that you all have built is extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great example of I didn't step up, but I did step up to make a connection.
Yeah, gotcha. So we're not always stepping up to have the solution, but to have some version of a solution.
Yeah. And I love the stepping up. You know, I love that, but I will tell you, when you step up to something, there's also the stepping down.
Mm.
So let's kind of talk about that for a second, Jillo, of if you step up for something and you know it's time to step down from something, you got to know why and how that's going to be orchestrated.
Right.
Because if you're the solution for someone and then you just close your business door and say, well, I just don't want to do this anymore, you're harming whoever has been following you or been coming to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love this little coffee shop that I went to. And I got to where I wouldn't go because I would go at random times of the day during their business hours and their door would be closed with the close sign because they had something else they wanted to go do. And it happened too many times. And honestly, they needed to step down from those hours versus just close the door and say, we're just not going to be here.
Yeah.
It hurt their business. And so I think of that in the same way with stepping down. There are times when our solution has provided what we are capable of or what we know. And someone needs to move on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Can you facilitate that as you step down? Can you facilitate that you're not leaving anyone hanging, but you're telling them, you know, being honest? Because I think that's another thing. You've got to be honest about, I can't do this right now. And I need to step down. So stepping down is a hard place. But I want to remind everybody, stepping down is not a failing at something. It's a knowing intuitively that this is the time to do this thing. And then when that comes to an end, it is the time to step down from that thing. So there are a lot of ways to know these, but it can get really messy because we get attached and we get emotional and we take on what I like to call false obligations.
Yeah.
Of I'm the only one in the whole world with this solution. No, you're not. No, I'm not. No, Jill's not. We're not. We might be the best solution we see right now.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when we step down, we actually open the door for someone else that we didn't even realize could be a solution.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can get stuck where we're at too for fear of not knowing how to step down. Because we've had conversations before in with me building Mama Outspoken and what do I want to do and what can I provide for people who have this need that I could be a solution to, before I commit to something, I need to make sure longevity, I'm able to commit to it. And what does that mean branching off of that as it grows? And that can paralyze us. Well, it's unknown, so we're not going to go for it and step up. But also once we do feel comfortable and we step up, well, what happens when there's a shift and we need to step down? Now we're afraid that we're going to let all these people down because we already prepared ourselves that we were here forever when we stepped up into the position. So taking, you know, what we've just said into consideration and like, where can we make those connections now with who we are helping to further that? So is it that they've outgrown our help and need to move on in a upwards way somewhere else that we're not there? Is it that we need to go laterally then and be like, okay, here's a few other options that might be similar flavor to me that you might enjoy being in that group? Are we building then those relationships as options while we are figuring out this decision? Are we stepping down?
And I think we should always have business aligners. I don't know what to call it, but people that align with us, but they're doing their own business. Our community is full of business owners. It's full of people who are aligned in the way that they're supportive. They're not competing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what we, you know, especially if we know we're going to step down, that's one of the things to be watching for. When we take something on, we really don't take it on forever. No matter what we tell ourselves, there's going to be seasons that come in our life that we can't, or there's going to be things that happen, life events in our life that changes things in a way that we didn't see coming. We didn't know we were going to be in our 70s or 80s, because, you know, who would have known that when they were in their 20s?
But, like, we're allowed to retire too, right?
And I think that that's part of the building a business that you own and doesn't own you. I think that's part of what I push so hard about, is I have been owned by businesses. I have, mm-hmm. I've had my whole, you know, business, if I step back or down or aside, if I stepped in any direction, it was gone. Right. Instead of building it in a way that someone else actually could take it over. Mm-hmm. Someone else could do what needs to be done. Someone else could be, you know, stepping up as I step down. And I think that's a dance we do as business owners, is if we're stepping down in a certain way, who can we have step up? Yeah. Who wants to step up when we step down? We talk all the time about the rule that we have on the team of making yourself promotable. Well, stepping down doesn't mean you're not getting a promotion. Mm-hmm. We look at it as we're stepping down and failing in some way. But reality is we're helping someone else step up and do what maybe we were just doing. But we're going to go learn something. We're going to learn something and step up in a different way.
Shift. I think that has probably been one of the most important words that I've learned in entrepreneurship, is that it's shifting things. It's not permanent of a negative way of looking at anything. It is a shift. So you were here and now we're shifting over here. It doesn't mean you lost anything other than now you get to learn something different or put your skills to a different use in this area. And we've talked about that, what, in episode 100, where we talked about, you know, celebrating, and then sometimes that leads to shifts. So it's going to happen all the time.
Reflecting on milestones causes shifts. Mm-hmm. Because when you get to a milestone, you now suddenly say, do I want to do another 100 episodes? Do I want to change what I'm doing? Do I what? And a lot of times we get the, I'm going to call it wanderlust as entrepreneurs. We we wonder about things, so we take off and go wondering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a shame sometimes, because you don't count the cost of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think shifts need to come at a understanding place. I understand what I'm shifting and why I'm shifting. I understand what I'm going to do. I don't know all the answers to what I'm going to do, but my word for this year is possibilities. We've talked about that. I think the next 35 years of my life has a fun adventure attached to it. What am I going to do? What are the possibilities? And I think sometimes we cannot find out the next possibilities if we hold on to something so tight that we're not willing to step down from it. And it's not that I'm saying you need to sell your business. It's not that I'm saying, you know, you need to just not be part of your business. But there are times when if you will let go just a little, you will find out there is a whole nother world of possibilities. And I'm going to give a super silly example, but it is a true story, and it's an analogy that I hope you'll understand. My husband had a broken dolly, like a furniture dolly, had blow up tires, and those things, he spent more time trying to keep those tires up, replace the tire, still the same story. The dolly was not a good dolly, and he didn't want to get rid of it, because what if we need a dolly? And I kept telling him, if you will just get rid of that thing when we need one, we'll get a nice dolly. We won't have the broken dolly. And he held on to that thing for years. Within just a short period of time, I'm talking like maybe 6 months, he gave that away. He got rid of that dolly because someone else needed it and they could go and get it fixed. He could never get the tires to stay up. He got a brand new dolly that's all fancy schmancy, that has hard rubber tires, that he never has to worry that they're flat. But until he let go of that other one, there was no reason to get another one, because he was holding on to the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And even though that's a silly analogy, how many times do we do that with our business stuff?
Yeah.
We hold on to something because it's familiar, and we don't let go so that we can experience the better.
Yeah.
So still not about selling your business, still not about like giving up your business. That's not what we're talking about. But sometimes letting go and stepping down from a certain position or a certain responsibility or a certain task, even sometimes it can open doors in a way that you will never know unless you actually do it.
Love it. So we don't have to be married to everything that we do in our business, but being flexible to what the possibility could be is, you know, it's gonna, like you said, open the doors for us in other ways. I like that.
Love possibilities, I'll just say. So my next step in business is step in. There are times when something's going on our team and another team member has to step in. There are times that we're not taking on a responsibility from now on. We're stepping in for a season because the team needs it. So step in is also a great place to make connections and grow and learn and do some things without committing to, like you were saying, Jill, forever. A step in can be for a season. So I'm going to give an example of someone on our team has had a baby. Well, we needed to step in and find a way to keep the work going that we needed to keep going without her being feeling guilty in any way or pressure on her, because she needed to do what the most important thing was, which was enjoy that baby right out of birth.
Yeah.
that is a stepping in. A stepping in can look in like a lot of different things. A stepping in, though, to me, is different than stepping up. Up is long term. In is a certain term of time, a temporary thing. So sure. You have stepped in for me countless times when I needed to be off or I needed to be mm-hmm. away. Adam has stepped in for me in huge ways. Yeah. The summit is a good example. We just held the Fierce Entrepreneur Summit, and I had something unexpected come up that I really needed to step out. We'll just add that word in there. And he stepped in and was the one that hosted it and made sure that everything went well. You and I were both gone. So mm-hmm. we weren't there to do it. He stepped in. But that's not a permanent. It's that occasion needed him to step in.
Sure. We did the same with the Hope to Hope movie. So the conference that you've put on for so many years now, Kim, it's evolved from, you know, just at a speaking event to the conference and now a movie. And we have thousands of clips. And originally it was just you and me trying to work through it. Then we had Adam step in for a little bit. And then we pulled in even more masterminders. We're like, step in, everybody, step in to help. And it's really just for that one project, but it gets, you know, there's doors that open then not just for the leaders of that. It's now everyone that stepped in now has the experience. They've tasted something different in a different place. And now they want to take that into their own businesses. They have now more understanding of something that they didn't try before. So there's just a whole world of possibilities when you step in and when you allow others to step in.
Allowing others is one of the hardest because we don't want to feel like we're failing because we're not doing something or showing up. But reality is, if we wouldn't have been overwhelmed and overdone by all the things in the, when Jill says thousands, she means literally. We're not being figurative. It's literally thousands.
Thousands.
When we allowed others to come in, look at what they did take out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're proud of the movie that all of us put together. Mm-hmm. They took what they learned that they didn't already know and took it back to their businesses and implemented the skills.
Yeah.
The connections to each other got bigger because there's nothing like a project that's got a deadline that's right at the knocking on the door to to get you, like, you know, feeling all kinds of ways. Yeah. So that is a great example, Zillo. I think the stepping out is being real and being human. Mm-hmm. I need to step out, and I want to think about someone who's having a coughing fit. This is another silly analogy, but they're having a coughing fit and they're interrupting something. Well, if you step outside long enough to get a drink of water and calm your cough down, maybe get a cough drop, whatever you need to do, then you can come back in and you're not disrupting or causing chaos.
Mm-hmm.
No one's mad at that person for having a coughing fit. They didn't do it on purpose. So there's no guilt involved in stepping out. There's no guilt because you've got other people who are checking on you or stepping in for you. So I think of a speaker on a stage. You know, I can remember someone having a coughing fit one time and they just couldn't. I think it was probably allergies. They just couldn't get past it. And I remember stepping up for them and highlighting them and being good to them because they couldn't help it. It wasn't something they were choosing. It wasn't something they were lacking responsibility. Like, we think of all those terms when someone is stepping out. But the truth is, they were physically needing someone to step in.
Yeah.
And having the ability to do that because you're working together as a community or a team, that is a pretty sexy proposition. So I can't tell you how many countless times I have stepped out with this team and the team has stepped in. I can't tell you how many times each one of the team members has stepped out and the team has stepped in. That to me is the best way to have a business.
Yeah.
One that you are not the only one that can do everything. That is not a, that's life sucking. It will suck the life out of you when you are not able to, you know, not able to go get a drink of water because you're coughing.
Yeah.
Think about it that way.
Well, when we're starting out and we are alone in our businesses, I think when we have a following and letting others know that there's something going on, then we are taking a step out for a little bit, kind of takes that pressure off of us as well when we don't have a team to step in for us. At least letting people know what is going on, that we're not just ghosting them, but we're away for something happening real life right now. So there's that, I think, that can give us a little bit of peace when we are running something solo for a little bit.
And I think most of us who are business owners are very aware of guilt. Guilt is a huge thing, is we feel guilty if we let someone down, or we feel guilty if we're having to step out. And I think this is the magical part of, again, a team. You don't have to feel guilty. There is no guilt involved. You be honest and forthright. Hey, look, I'm having a struggle with this. I need a week off. Or, hey, look, this is going on in my life. I don't want to share details. It doesn't even require a lot of details.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to ask.
One of the things, that example that I love for that is some of the podcasts from the masterminders in our community. There's just a season that they'll take to put it on pause, and they put an episode out saying, we'll be back, you know, in however many episodes, and take a listen to these. And I think it's a fantastic way to just take that pause and step out for what real life is happening in the meantime.
I so agree. So agree. So I have one last step in business, Jill, that, and then I want to talk about all five of these, how they work together.
Fantastic.
Step back is another one. So sometimes it's not a matter of we need to step down, but we do need to step back. We have something going on life event wise. We have something going on that we need to handle, and it's going to require us handle it. And I'm talking more like family and human, and maybe we have a health scare. Maybe we have, you know, something that we've just got to handle it, and we need to step back. So stepping back is another thing in business that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to step back from something. I want to give one example of something that is a step back, is I had to make choices of whether I was going to keep two businesses that I was running. And when I, at first, I had to decide which one I was not going to step back from. I had to choose which one I was going to. Now, I ended up over time figuring out I had to step down completely from one of them because I wasn't doing well for either business. I had to come to that hard decision. But stepping back gave me the clarity I needed to make the decision. Was this permanent? Was this temporary? Was this, you know, was this just I was exhausted because I hadn't been getting enough sleep? It's amazing how many decisions, poor decisions, are made based on exhaustion. So I want to just speak to that about sometimes stepping back is the way to get the clarity that you need to know, am I supposed to, you know, continue to step up for something? Mm-hmm. Am I to step down? Is this something I need to delegate to someone else? Is this something that is actually permanent and I have to face the facts? I'm not a superhero. I can't do it all.
Yeah.
So I think that those five steps are really important for all business owners to understand.
Mm-hmm. And team members.
And team members.
Yeah, for sure. So how do they all work together?
So I think when you have a team, you actually literally need to have this discussion about if someone is stepping up, down, back, in, out, whatever it is, and define it very, very ridiculously detailed, defined. Because if someone's looking for clarity, and I will give this example. If someone's looking for clarity and they need some time away to figure out that clarity, you don't want them to step down and then miss out on what they actually, the possibility was there for them to do other things. Mm-hmm. You don't want someone to step down who needs to step back. You don't want someone to step out because they don't understand they really need to step down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the things that come with business. And this is probably a spicy and a very hated conversation we're having, Jill, just to be honest. But it's reality. This is really what business looks like.
Well, I can tell you and I had that really hard conversation just a couple of weeks ago. Because there is a lot of hard stuff going on. And honestly, for both of us, personally, behind the scenes in business as well. And I think I had, let's just say it happens every month, but cyclically, emotions get distraught, feelings like really heightened when there's a lot of stuff going on as humans. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I needed out. And after really having a hard conversation of defining these and where I was seasonally, realizing that summer season, I take a break anyway. Mm-hmm. I step back from a few things because my priority is with my family. Mm-hmm. And I had tried not to do that this summer by putting my son in camp for the summer. But because of the family concerns going on behind the scenes, that took precedence even over my son being in care. And threw me for a loop. So we did realize that it's really the same as it was last year and the year before. It's really just taking my seasonal break so I can make sure that I come back with clarity. And if it really was just the emotions talking for that short time period of I can't do this anymore, I'm done, I'm out, or was it just I really can't do this today and I'll see you in September when school starts again?
I only laugh because I get it over my whole lifetime. Like, I understand it from so many levels of, I don't even know how many times I've said I can't do whatever it is anymore. I just can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And reality was, I was too tired or I had life stuff going on. So I hope that this like podcast episode opens everybody's understanding where they don't quit things that they need to not quit. They do quit things they really do need to quit. They get help where they need it. They understand delegation is actually a superpower. And teamwork makes the dream work. I think all of that is what this episode is about. And my wish for you, listener, is to get clarity. Clarity on, and it's for all of us, actually, Jill, you and I and everyone listening. We want everybody to have clarity on what they want, because if you get clear about what you want, you can get it. If you don't get clear on it, you're going to get chaos every time. You're going to get the waffling, you know, and it doesn't come with syrup. It's the hard, and we don't need any more hard in our lives as mm-hmm. business owners. So I hope everyone understands the steps in business that you're going to face every last one of them. And I hope that you think about our silly analogies and make some great decisions.
Yeah. Kim, that was a great recap. And it's exactly the recipe for what makes a sexy business.
A great deal, a great.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us today in the BBG studio. Kim did a fantastic recap. Remember, we're stepping up in, out, down, back, whatever it ends up being, but making sure you know what it is that you're getting into with those steps. So keep this episode saved. Share it with your team, with your business friends, because we want y'all to have sexy businesses, just like we are building for ourselves here. So thank you very much for listening in. We couldn't make this podcast better without you. So we hope to see you next time.
Love y'all.
Thank you for joining Kim and Jill in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy episodes, and they can't wait to chat with you next week.